You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Talking to them about what they know first, if anything, and then using that to guide the conversation.
We do want to try and promote the kids feeling safe, so trying to reassure in an appropriate way so that we can make them feel safe.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hidean Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hidean Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hidean Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with partly sunny skies and a high near 82. North winds around 8 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 59. Light northwesterly winds. Saturday, a chance of showers before 2 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 2 and 3 p.m., and then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 3 p.m. Partly sunny skies with a high near 78, and the calm winds will become southeasterly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Saturday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Cloudy with a low around 61. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening, and the chance of precipitation is 70%. On Sunday, showers are still likely with thunderstorms also possible after 3 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 73. Northwesterly winds will be between 3 and 7 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 70%. Sunday evening, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 53. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Monday, work weeks begins, and for some it's a holiday of Rosh Hashanah. Mostly sunny skies and a high near 72. Monday evening, mostly clear with a low around 52 degrees. And you are now tuned in to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show every Friday morning between 10 and 11 here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. I'm Susan Lax, your host of the show, and excited to bring you some information about some great stuff that's going on in the area, and most importantly with Hunterdon Helpline, which has been around for 46 years. Hands Across Hunterdon is devoted to telling you all about the hands across Hunterdon who chip in, who help make Hunterdon County a great place to live, who help those in need, who contribute, who donate, and who keep us running. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, a lot of things. But most importantly, You know, we talk about our seniors quite a bit, and I have to say, if you have seniors in your life, if they're your neighbors, your friends, check in on them. If they're your parents or your relative, please increase the number of check-ins. For some reason, all of our clients are having a difficult time of year, and I don't really know why, but we have an abundance of people who are suffering from a variety of illnesses and who are in need of assistance. And so you want to check in occasionally. We check in with our clients several times a day, depending upon the program that they're in, and unfortunately have had to call for a wellness visit by the police quite often these last couple of weeks. I don't know if it's because we had a little bit of a heat wave, but our seniors are aging and more they need our assistance. But we can thwart some of the things that they are facing by a simple check-in, a simple friendly visit, even a telephone call. So I urge you all, think of who's on that list and make sure that you give them a call. Even a daily call. You're on your lunch break, just a check-in. And you know what? They might keep you on the phone. They might want to talk. Well, why wouldn't they? Especially if they're living alone. So a friendly voice is extremely important to let somebody you care about know that they are cared about and that somebody is checking in on them. So, what's going on with Huntington Helpline? Well, we're starting our annual fundraising dinners. I feel like NPR, don't tune out. This is going to be a lot of fun because we decided last year we were going to mix it up and we weren't going to ask you to attend our typical annual fundraising dinner, that we were going to provide you with a different way of supporting us that would be a fun evening out, something a little bit different. So last year, what did we do? We had three dinners in September, October, and November. Three dinners that featured three different venues and three different chefs. And the chefs came out, they talked to us, it was wonderful. For each of the courses, they explained the fare, they explained what went into the recipe, and what their take was on their cuisine profile, if you will. So it was a lot of fun. We got a lot of great feedback about it. And so this year, we sort of are doing the same thing, and yet it's got a new spin on it. What exactly are we doing? Well, you've heard of the pub crawls. We're putting on the town crawls in Flemington and in Clinton. And what that means is we are going to stroll through the town from one venue to the other for appetizers, entrees, and dessert. Many of you have experienced the progressive dinner with your friends where you start at one house for your appetizers, you then move on to your other friend's house for the entree, and lastly, a third friend's house for dessert. Well, this is modeled after that. And it's a great way to showcase the town. It's also a great way to just walk from one place to the other, see what's in your town, instead of always driving, always just parking, getting out, getting back in. You can still park if you don't want to walk, but we're going to start in Flemington on Tuesday, September 29th, and we are going to celebrate cuisine, culture, and camaraderie at three different places in Flemington. We will start at Viva Mexico, and we will have appetizers there, and then we will walk or drive, if you prefer, up to T-Berry's and have our entree there, and you have three choices for your entree there. So when you buy your tickets, do let us know what your preference is. And then we're going to walk over to SOMI, the art gallery at the Stengel Factory, and have dessert, and that will be provided by the Factory Fuel Company. So what we've tried to do is integrate our evening meal with some culture, with some historic flavor from the town. And at each venue, we'll have a little presentation by somebody from Flemington, by somebody from SOMI, and of course, somebody from Huntington Helpline. So that's Flemington. I'm going to get to Clinton, and then we'll talk about the details, if you will, after I tell you about the Clinton crawl, and that is on Tuesday, November 17th. Both of these crawls start at 5:30. The Clinton crawl starts at Prutai with appetizers. We then walk to the Clinton house for the entree, and they're offering quite a nice menu to choose from, and you can choose at the event their entree. Then we're going to walk over to the Huntington Art Museum, again, or drive if that suits you better, and enjoy the wonderful museum and what they have to offer with desserts provided by Christie's Artisan Bread and Pastry Shop. We're very excited about this. This is something new and different. I don't think anybody else has done it. Again, in Clinton, we're going to have a little presentation about the town. We're going to have a presentation about the art museum. And once again, of course, we're going to have a presentation about Huntington Helpline. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And really, again, something a little bit different. And guess what? If you're strolling, you don't have to worry about the caloric intake because you'll be walking it off in between courses. So you're going to have a three-course meal and some exercise in between. And I think that's fitting given all the committees that Huntington Helpline serves on regarding our health, mental and physical. And we know that exercise helps both. So the town crawls, cuisine, culture, and camaraderie. It's a way to honor two great towns in Huntington County. First one in Flemington is Tuesday, September 29th, starts at 5:30 p.m. And the second one is in Clinton on Tuesday, November 17th, also starts at 5:30. Dessert, dinner, That must have been a Freudian slip. I like dessert. Appetizers, entree for dinner, and dessert. So appetizers, dinner, and dessert in that order as we stroll through the town. It's going to be very exciting, very, very different. So for more information, I want you to call Helpline at 908-782-4357 or visit us on our website at www.helplinehc.org. And I will give you some more details when we come back after these messages.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Huntington is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Huntington at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Huntington, the voice for mental health in Huntington County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And you're back with Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline. And we've been talking about our exciting new fundraising dinners this September and November, starting with a stroll through Flemington. We've modeled this after two things, actually, the pub crawl and the progressive dinner. Okay, so we hope you find it as exciting and innovative as we think it is. We're calling it the town crawl, not the pub crawl, the town crawl. And we start in Flemington at September 29th at 5:30 at Viva Mexico for appetizers. We then move on to T-Berry's for dinner. And then move on to Somi at Stengel Factory for dessert that will be provided by the Factory Fuel Company. That's just September. Now we have November. We're hoping you can attend both. The Clinton Crawl is November 17th. Both of these are Tuesdays, by the way. And it starts with appetizers at Prutai, dinner at the Clinton House, dessert at Hunterdon Art Museum provided by Christie's Artisan Bread and Pastry Shop. Now, the tickets for this event benefit the free programs of Hunterdon Helpline. While we get grants and corporate foundation grants and so forth, we cannot exist without your help. Everything we do for a client is for free. We do not have any fee-based programs at this time, and one of the reasons we don't is because of you. You allow us, through your generous donations, to provide these programs and services, to make up the difference between what we get from our grants and corporate donations, with literally reaching into your own pocket and helping. So we, like all other nonprofits, try to come up with ways that you would like to give because you're going to see your friends, because you're going to have a nice meal, etc. So the tickets for the town crawls are $100 per person per town. It sounds like a lot, but only $50 of that is tax deductible. Only $50 of that goes to Hunterdon County. The other $50, needless to say, we have to pay for your dinner. And that's just a fact of life. I don't know how to get around that, but that's how it's done. But think of the rewards. One, you're going to have a fantastic evening. I'm going to make sure of it. And two, you're going to be able to support a 46-year-old institution here in Hunterdon County, and that's Hunterdon Helpline. Your first call for help for any need whatsoever, whether it be basic human needs, emergency shelter, support for seniors and persons with disabilities, support for children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, suicide prevention, community information, linkage to other organizations. We've been doing this for 46 years, starting out as a teen hotline. And we continue to trudge along to find that holistic solution to the people who call us on our helpline and say, what do I do now? Where can I go find help? We don't just link them to our own programs and services. First and foremost, we want to find them the best solution. So we link them, refer them, do case management, all of that when necessary with other organizations that have the program, the service that will help them reach stability, success. And we help them not just because it helps the individual, but think about it. If we help one person, we're probably helping their family as well. If we're helping that family, we're helping our community. Someone who goes from being financially unstable to stable, to successful, with a job, with the medical attention that they need, etc. That helps our community. That helps our neighborhood. That helps each other. So in participating in the fundraiser, the town crawls, you are helping those individuals first and foremost, as well as Huntington Helpline. But it's really about those individuals who need help. It's about those families that need help. And like I said, 50% of the ticket price goes to Helpline so that we can continue to provide that service. And it's very, very important. We get close to 20,000 calls a year for a variety of reasons, as I just mentioned. Our programs and services cover seniors, persons with disabilities, people who have financial instability, people who need emergency services such as shelter, food, clothing, mental health counseling, you name it. People in need. We are human beings with, unfortunately, a wide variety of issues that we tackle every day, challenges we face every day, hurdles we try to overcome. And so, if you believe in all of that, if you want to give back, if you want to support your community, we ask that you support Huntington Helpline by attending one of our town crawls or both of our town crawls. It's a fabulous dinner. Just think about it. For $100 per ticket per town, you're getting a fabulous ticket, entertainment, good company, great food, and you also get to support Huntington Helpline with your donation. I'm really, really excited about it. I mean, I just think we're trying to get creative, guys. Come on. This is like, wow. It's going to be so much fun. We've made each venue, each of the three venues within the venue or within the event, if you will, so that we can stroll through the town together as a group, okay? And that's showing support for the town as well, because that's really what we're doing. We're honoring Flemington and Clinton with our town crawls. And so we're really showcasing the town by walking through the town. We're showcasing the town by having us stop at three different venues and seeing not only do we have great shops, great restaurants, great historical and art venues, but we have wonderful governments who are trying every day to make sure that their towns are open, their towns are supportive of business, their towns are bringing good economic development, etc. So this is showcasing both Flemington and Clinton as a town, not just the restaurants that we will be going to or the cultural sites that we will be going through. So we're going to have somebody representing the town speak about the town. We're going to have somebody representing the art venues speaking about what they do. And like I said before, of course, we're going to have more information about Huntington Helpline and what we do. I'm excited about it because, as I mentioned when we started the program, we have senior programs that enable seniors to age in place. And lately, for some reason, many of our seniors are falling ill. We've had to send a wellness check out after them. That means they're not answering the phone or the door. And so we send the police to make sure that they are okay. And for some reason, we've had more and more people ending up in the hospital. So that's one of the things we do that your donation supports. We have literacy services where we teach one-on-one, adult to adult, English. And that could be for a English, native English speaking adult who's reading and writing simply has not progressed past a certain level, or it could be someone whose first language is other than English, and that's the ESL connection. And we have done this now for quite a few years. We have improved lives through that English instruction because it's all about functionality. It is all about communication. And you can't function in society if you can't communicate. So if we improve someone's English, then within their community, they can not only just get around and navigate and so forth, but they can go to the store, they can contribute to the tax base, they can get a better job, they can go on to higher education and become financially stable within their community, which is good news for all of us. Communication is functionality, and that's what our program is all about. We don't sit around conjugating verbs. We make sure that the lesson plans are for immediate use, whether it's out in the community at a teacher's conference with your children or on the job or how to get on the bus, etc. So it is very important to hone those skills. Just think, I say this all the time, that if you're listening and you travel outside of this country, think about how many times you've gone to another country and were unable to communicate, even to buy a simple cup of coffee. It's very frustrating, isn't it? And sometimes you don't get the cup of coffee. So just think about what it's like to come to another country, try to get a job. You can't even get past the interview, let alone get a job, even though you might be educated in your own country. So language skills are huge. And then we have the native English speaking adult who for some reason fell through the cracks when they were in school. And we know that without reading and writing skills, your job expectations are limited. The opportunities are limited. You're not going to get that high-paying job necessarily. I know there's some exceptions to that, but by and large, we live in a structure that, again, demands communication for not just functionality, but for success. So by providing adults who reading and writing skills have not been up to par, we move them towards new opportunities by increasing those skills, better employment, better education opportunities, and certainly better opportunities for them, their family, and once again, the community. I'm going to take a short break and come right back. Tell you a little bit more about why it's important to buy a ticket and support Hunterdon Helpline by attending the town crawls in Flemington and in Clinton.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Today marks the 14th anniversary of one of the darkest days in American history. Nearly 3,000 people died when four hijacked airliners crashed into the World Trade Center complex, the Pentagon, and a field in southwestern Pennsylvania. President Obama will lead a moment of silence on the South Lawn of the White House this morning. Commemoration events also set for New York City at the Flight 93 National Memorial near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon. Vice President Joe Biden and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will join hundreds of motorcycle riders participating in the 9/11 Memorial Motorcycle Ride at a lunch in New York City today. The ride pays tribute to the strength, courage, and heroism of the first responders who led recovery efforts during and following the September 11th attacks. Groups of riders will be traveling from Albany, Ulster, and Suffolk counties before converging on Manhattan at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. This is USA Headline News.
Turn down that radio!
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, The MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-485-4408. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-485-4408. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-485-4408.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with partly sunny skies and a high near 82, north winds around 8 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 59 and light northwesterly winds. Saturday begins a couple of days of rain. Chance of showers before 2 p.m., another chance of showers after 2 p.m., with thunderstorms likely between 2 and 3, then continuing with the showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny skies with a high near 78. Calm winds will become southeasterly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. Chance of precipitation Saturday night increases to 70%, with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Cloudy skies and a low around 61 degrees, and southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour will become calmer in the evening. On Sunday, showers continue, with thunderstorms also possible after 3 p.m. Mostly cloudy skies and a high near 73. Northwesterly winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 70%. Chance of precipitation in the evening falls to about 40%, although there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms with partly cloudy skies and a low around 53 degrees. On Monday, we get mostly sunny skies, no showers, and a high near 72. Monday evening, mostly clear, and a low around 52 degrees. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show, here every Friday morning on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. I'm Susan Lax. We've been talking about our great annual fundraising dinners that are coming up in September and in November. First, I want to talk about, on this segment, 911, 14 years old, and not something we celebrate, but a moment to observe, a moment in time that affected us all, and we remember where we were, what we were doing. Not just here in the United States, but our friends throughout the world heard our cries and witnessed our pain on TV and on the internet. I think of times like this in our history, few and far, thank goodness. I think about the connections that I made as a result of that day. Who did I speak to? Who do I remember on this day along with that? I have people I know who were in New York and in Virginia at the Pentagon at the time, and I can't help but think of them, as well as obviously all the people that we lost as a nation. We think about this day, and it's hard to express the emotion that are still with us today. So, Hunterdon Helpline. You hear about it every Friday morning. We had a guest recently, Noah, who is our volunteer in the office. He makes a lot of our senior calls under the supervision of our community resource specialists. And he was talking about being a citizen in the United States. He is from the Sudan and certainly has witnessed hardship and pain as a result of tragedy that goes on in his country every day. But it was inspiring to listen to him, inspiring to see him every day at Helpline that he volunteers, giving back to a country that really he's quite new to. And though he's a citizen, he still obviously has great affection for his mother country, but has so much affection for the United States that he volunteers at Helpline and is already giving back. And I find it to be amazing. I reach out to people all the time asking them to volunteer. And often we hear, I'm too busy. I don't have enough time. I have kids and work and all the above. And yet we come across those people who say, yeah, I have all that stuff. Absolutely. But I also think it's important to carve out even just 1 hour a week to volunteer. Anywhere. Doesn't have to be Hunterdon Helpline. I go to meetings all the time with other nonprofits in the area who would not exist without their volunteers. Whether it be Fisherman's Mark in Lambertville, whether it be the Family Success Center in Flemington, whether it be the Good News Home for Women or Family Promise or Hunterdon Youth Services. So many different organizations doing very, very different things and needing volunteers. We've been talking the last two segments about the need for donations, the need for you to purchase tickets and enjoy the town crawls of Hunterdon Helpline so that you can have a fabulous dinner, fabulous, fun, and exciting evening out, but also to contribute to the programs and services that Helpline provides free of charge to those who call who are in need. And another part of that is volunteering, is giving back through your time and effort. And there's so many opportunities when you look across the board at those different organizations, and you can visit givehunterdon.org if you want to support Hunterdon County nonprofits. But if you look at all of those organizations and the work that they do tirelessly, with very little money, and I mean very little money, it is amazing. But more amazing is that just 1 hour of your time spent with one of these nonprofits results in great, great rewards. Great rewards. I was talking about our literacy program. Well, our tutors are volunteers. Not only are they volunteers, but they have to buy their materials. We can't afford to just give all our tutors the materials. They actually have, it's almost, you know, I've had a couple of people say to me, I'm a volunteer, why do I have to pay? Well, because you're actually donating your services so that our administrative costs are lower, because we truly do not have those funds to hire 50, 60 tutors. We also don't have the funds to purchase the materials over and over and over again. So we do ask our tutors to contribute. So not only are they volunteering hours upon hours, they are also contributing by paying for their own materials. And that's amazing. Just amazing. But they understand why. Without this program, there are adults in the community who would not be able to learn English, who would not be able to become financially stable in the community, who would not be able to assist their children with their homework. All of those things that make us successful, not just as an individual, but also as a family, would not be able to carry on a conversation with their doctors. And our tutors understand that. They're giving them this immediate gift of communication that goes so, so very far. So these donations to all of the organizations, not just Hunterdon Helpline, are important, but volunteer hours are huge. The amount of work that we can get done is huge with our volunteers. I could not do it simply by paying people to come to work for X amount of hours a day. I don't have that kind of money. And most of the nonprofits don't. When you feel our reach out into the community and what we accomplish, it would take hundreds of thousands of dollars to do what we do if we had to pay our 90 plus volunteers. So go to givehunterdon.org. Hunterdon Helpline may not be the organization for you. I don't mind saying that. I hope you donate to Hunterdon Helpline. But there's so many other wonderful organizations in the community that need your help, either through donations or volunteering. And on givehunterdon.org, if you click on one of those organizations, you'll see exactly what they need. Is it monetary? Is it volunteering? Is it materials, or is it all three? And all that information is right there at the click of your mouse, as they say. So it is important, very, very important. When I talk about our fundraising, I'm also talking about volunteer raising. Because when you come to our fundraiser and you see the great work that we do, then maybe you'll also volunteer. Like I said, an hour a week makes a difference at Hunterdon Helpline. Absolutely. Absolutely makes a difference. And the rewards are unbelievable. And I've said this many, 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 many times on the air, but I started out as a volunteer years ago with Hunterdon Helpline. I'm still here, and even though I work here, still volunteering. And obviously, I get something out of it. Besides my salary. We're going to take a short break. While we break, you could go to givehunterdon.org, still listen to the advertisements of our great sponsors here on the Hunterdon County radio station on the internet, and multitask. Listen to the sponsors, but also look to see where you can volunteer in our community. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. And Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help. It is the original information and referral service of Hunterdon County, but also one that has evolved over the years to bring you any kind of resource, linkage, holistic solution to the challenges that you, your loved ones, your neighbors are facing. What do? We're here 24/7, 365 days out of the year. We're always here, no matter what. You can call us at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or you can call us at 3 a.m. in the morning to find the information, to get the help that you need. 365 days out of the year, we do not stop. We are here to provide you with services. How do you get a hold of us? 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. 1-800-272-4630, 908-782-4357. www.helplinehc.org. That's our website. And if you visit it, you will see our own free programs and services and be able to get some more information, particularly about our new annual fundraising dinners, the town crawls. It's right there on our website. Also information about volunteering. And last but never least, information about how you can donate to this 46-year-old institution here in Hunterdon County. Again, 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. To find out more about us, to ask for information about how you can buy tickets to the town crawls, and also to volunteer for all of our free programs and services to those in need. Please also remember to visit givehunterdon.org, because the other nonprofits in our area are in need as well, whether it be for funding, volunteerism, or material needs. GiveHunterdon.org gives you the opportunity to look over a variety of nonprofit organizations that need your help. Why not give back locally? Why not give to a Hunterdon County organization? So, what's on the agenda? If you're interested in literacy services, we are going to be having a tutor training course this fall. We need you to call the office if you want more information about how to sign up, how to become a literacy tutor. Again, that number is 908-782-4357. And you'll get some information about the course, which is 5 weeks long, 3 hours a pop, if you will. And it's Extremely interesting. Extremely interesting. Before I worked for Huntington Helpline, I was both a friendly visitor and a literacy services tutor, volunteer, and the course is actually amazing. It's like no other English course you will ever take. The goal is truly so that you can teach someone in an hour and a half lesson and have them go back to work the next day and have skills already in place to be more functional in the workplace or in the physician's office or in the grocery store or in the school system if they have kids. So it's really amazing. We are in the process of scheduling the sessions, but we like to get a group of people together first before we schedule it. We'd like to have at least 10 people in each of the courses. So what we do is wait for you to give us a call and then decide, okay, this group of people would like it during the day. This group of people better suited for the evening. So it's up to you. We try to accommodate because we need you and our clients need you. And it's a great, great program. The other thing that's coming up is a recruitment for our telephone reassurance program for seniors who age in place. And we're going to be recruiting and also doing an orientation for volunteers who would like to work with us with our seniors, giving them the opportunity to age in place, stay in their own homes, and yet be I don't like the word monitored, but we actually stay in touch with them. We monitor them, make sure that they are doing well. One of our seniors said the other day that he loved the program so much, he thinks anyone living at home would benefit from it because you never know. You're living at home. It's great to be independent, but anyone can fall and hurt themselves. Anyone can suddenly have illness befall them. So I get what he's saying, although our funding is just for people who are 60 years and older or persons with disabilities. So we can't stretch it out further than that. But if you are interested in making a difference in a senior's life, please, again, sign up for our orientation. And you can get more information at 908-782-4357. And I'm going to close on really pushing the town crawls because they're going to be so much fun in Flemington, September 29th, starting at 5:30 at Viva Mexico. We're going to meet for appetizers and conversation. And then we're going to take a stroll up to T-Berry's. Again, if you want to drive, you're certainly welcome to do that. We'll be at T-Berry's for dinner. And also have a presentation about Flemington. And then for dessert, we're going to walk off the dinner and go to Somi's at the Stengel Factory and hear about Somi, the art gallery, one of the wonderful cultural opportunities we have here in Flemington. And we'll have dessert, and that'll be provided by the Factory Fuel Company, which also recently opened up in Stengel Factory. So it's going to be a lot of fun and a little bit different. A nice evening out, hopefully enjoying a nice Indian summer breeze. And then we also have in November, if you really like September's Town Crawl in Flemington, we've got another one coming up November 17th in Clinton, where we will start it again at 5:30, this time at Prutai for appetizers. Then we will mosey on over to the Clinton House for dinner. Again, we're going to hear a little presentation about Clinton and, of course, Huntington Helpline. And then we'll walk it off by going over to the Huntington Art Museum and having dessert there and learning all about the museum. And that's just going to be a wonderful backdrop. So both crawls, incorporates the town itself and the beauty of both of these towns. It incorporates the wonderful businesses and restaurants that we have in both these venues. And obviously, all about 100 and Helpline. But great food, great conversation with our colleagues and friends and family, and also a cultural experience. So all of that rolled into one. All you have to do is give us a call at 908-782-4357 if you are interested in purchasing tickets. And the proceeds, as I've said before, 50% goes to the free programs of 100 and Helpline, and we need your support. And you can also visit us on the web at www.helplinehc.org. HelplineHC.org, that's all one word. Helpline HC obviously stands for 100andcounty.org. And you can find out all about 100 and Helpline, the programs and services I have talked about, and also the town crawls. Coming up next is Boomer's World. I thank you all for listening and also for your support, your donations, and your volunteer hours of 100 and Helpline. We could not do it without you. I will see you next Friday.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Today marks the 14th anniversary of one of the darkest days in American history. Nearly 3,000 people died when four hijacked airliners crashed into the World Trade Center complex, the Pentagon, and a field in southwestern Pennsylvania. President Obama will lead a moment of silence on the South Lawn of the White House this morning. Commemoration events also set for New York City at the Flight 93 National Memorial near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon. Vice President Joe Biden and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will join hundreds of motorcycle riders participating in the 9/11 Memorial Motorcycle Ride at a lunch in New York City today. The ride pays tribute to the strength, courage, and heroism of the first responders who led recovery efforts during and following the September 11th attacks. Groups of riders will be traveling from Albany, Ulster, and Suffolk counties before converging on Manhattan at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. This is USA Headline News.
Imagine turning on a shower and getting an endless supply of hot water almost immediately.
As soon as this heats up, whoa, hello.
With the smart recirculation technology of the new Rinnai Ultra Series tankless water heaters, Rinnai brings you faster hot water in showers, sinks, and other home appliances.
That was fast.
That was fast.
Rinnai tankless water heaters give you an endless supply of hot water faster, plus big savings on water and gas, which leaves only one question. Why wait any longer? To learn more, visit us at rinnai.us. That's rinnai.us.
Musicians, it's Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Save up to 15% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Save up to $200 on select Yamaha acoustic and electronic drum sets. Up to $500 off Yamaha synths. Or get up to a $50 gift card when you buy select Yamaha acoustic guitars. 50, 100, 200, up to $500 off select Yamaha gear. The best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
A U.S. Marine has died following a rollover crash at a San Diego area Marine base. Officials say the Marine died yesterday, and 18 others were injured during a training exercise at Camp Pendleton Marine Base. Military officials have not released details on how the crash happened, but say several of the injured Marines are still in the hospital. The NFL says the New England Patriots are not to blame for radio issues during Thursday night's game. Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin had trouble communicating with his staff on their headsets early on. USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump is once again raising eyebrows, but this time it's for something he didn't say during a town hall meeting in New Hampshire.
Problem in this country, it's called Muslims. We know our current president is one. Right. You know he's not even an American.
We need this
first
question.
Certificate,
this
man. First question.
The Republican presidential frontrunner didn't deny the audience members' claims about Obama.
You know, a lot of people are saying that, and a lot of people are saying that bad things are happening out there. We're going to be looking at that and plenty of other things.
Trump also failed to dispute the questioner's claim about radical Muslim training camps in America. The Supreme Court could be where the Affordable Care Act's contraceptive mandate goes to live or die. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled yesterday that the Obama administration has not done enough to accommodate objections of religiously affiliated nonprofits. A friend of Charleston Church murder suspect Dylan Roof will be in court this morning. FBI agents arrested Joey Meek yesterday. Meek has been under investigation for allegedly making false statements to law enforcement, as well as accusations of concealing evidence of a crime.